Now we're going to turn our attention to something else, also an issue that affects a lot of women, a woman falling pregnant. For many women falling pregnant, you think have to think of a lot of things. Of course, the birth looms on your mind, but once you're over that, there's all the other things that come with that. Reality kicks in. You have to think of parenting styles, daycare choices, just to name a few. But for some, one of the most important things that you have to think about is your maternity leave. And also how you're going to cope when you go back to work after a baby's been born. There are very strict laws in this country that stipulate how much maternity leave can be taken, when it can be taken, payment regarding your time off, and making the workplace new mom friendly. Just yesterday, the Labour Laws Amendment Bill, which provides for 10 days of for fathers, so that's paternity leave on the birth of their baby, and 10 weeks for adoptive parents of a child under the age of 2, was approved by a committee of the National Council of Provinces, and that was on Tuesday. So that's a very good thing. Today we speak to attorney Jessica Senecal of Marais, Muller and Hendricks attorneys for a greater understanding of parental leave after you've had a baby and how much you're entitled to and why. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bianca. Thank you.
Thank you for making time to come in on Women's Day. We picked up on a story on social media just a couple of weeks ago, a post from a new mom who'd had a baby 3 weeks prior. She was complaining that her boss had insisted that she return to work immediately or she could lose her job. She is permanently employed by her employer. Her contract indeed states that she was entitled to 4 months unpaid maternity leave. She didn't take too many days of leave before the birth. However, she did return to work as demanded by her boss, because of fear of losing her job. I mean, Jessica, legally, does she have a case for the CCMA here?
Yes, Bianca, I mean, after I've heard the case and what you've said, I think this is a challenge for a lot of women when their bosses put them under pressure to return to a workplace. You know, obviously, from, you know, what you've told me, it sounds as if she was still within her 4 month maternity leave period. And, I mean, in these circumstances, there definitely is grounds to challenge her boss's, you know, request that she comes back early or prematurely from her leave. The law states that she has a period of 6 weeks after the date of her birth to come back to work if certified ready to come back by a medical practitioner. So I think, I mean, her boss's request to come is totally, totally incorrect and totally in violation of her basic rights. And look, in those circumstances, she can just merely refuse to come back to work. If she does refuse to come back to work and her boss then, you know, dismisses her, he's dismissed her on a ground that's unfair, and she has recourse to go to the CCMA definitely, either for reinstatement or for compensation. And it's important to also note that should, you know, a violation like or a requirement to come back or dismissal, let's say rather, based on this ground, is treated very severely in law, and there's a penalty of 24 months as opposed to the normal 12 months if you're dismissed for a reason related to pregnancy.
Wow, so it is governed quite strictly. What would you advise this listener?
What would I advise the CCMA or the client?
The client. You can say both.
Client, yeah. Well, look, you put in a referral. I mean, attorneys don't normally get involved. I mean, we can obviously advise, but you can put a referral into the CCMA. And there's a process that gets followed. It's a quick dispute resolution process. And she would have grounds to either claim reinstatement, if she is dismissed based on this ground. If not, also she can put the claim through or referral through that this was an unfair labor practice. I mean, this is just, it's just simply not a fair labor practice.
So there's both grounds that she could apply. Yeah. But of course, you know, you need to pay the bills at the end of the month. So is this a long process?
No, I mean, that's what's great about the CCMA is you do get a date for the matter to be heard or to try and be resolved. I think what's more difficult is obviously what's scary for women is to challenge your boss on this now. You know, a process of going to the CCMA can be quite daunting. You are taking your boss on now. Mm. Like I said, there is financial compensation that the employer then obviously gets a punitive order if found that he dismissed on the grounds of pregnancy, and that's then an automatically unfair dismissal. she would get compensation. But otherwise, to be forced to return back to work, I think the fear is that the working relationship as well is now a bit strained because they've had to go through that procedure for her to exercise her basic right.
What kind of compensation should you be asking for here? The 4 months of pay, or what are we talking
about? So compensation would be if it's found on the grounds of her pregnancy, like
yes,
in this case, it
yes.
would be 24 months' salary.
Right.
As opposed to what is normally found in dismissal cases, 12 months. Because it's based on her pregnancy, it would be 24 months.
So according to labor data released in the second quarter of 2017, 44 in every 100 employed individuals are women. So women comprise of a significant portion of the work sector, and of course need to be treated with the same respect and understanding as men. Not all these women have kids, but for those who choose to do so, they need to feel that their companies are supporting them as mothers and that their needs as new mothers are being accepted and understood and not met with irritation, so to speak. They shouldn't feel that having children will set them back in the workplace. Otherwise, companies will not retain the talent, experience, and the potential of women, wouldn't you say?
I agree. And I think women are huge assets in the work industry. And I think where it can be done, you know, measures must be put in place to accommodate women who are now new moms. Certainly, yes.
And I would imagine that perhaps women could feel a little fearful about telling their employer that they're pregnant. When should an expectant mom, woman, notify her employer? If your employer is, what are their responses? What is your responsibility as the pregnant mother? When do you have to tell your boss?
Okay, to deviate a little bit, I mean, a lot of women also want to know when do they have to disclose that they're pregnant.
Yes, exactly.
But legally, you only require to inform your boss within a period of 4 weeks before you're intending to take your leave, and you just tell your boss when you're intending to commence your maternity leave and when you're intending to return. Obviously, I wouldn't recommend that. I think the earlier you tell your employer, the better. I mean, just it assists the employer to make the necessary arrangements while you are on your maternity leave. But there should never be a fear of telling your employer. Your employer should actually engage with you and try, and that, you know, between yourself and the employer, you make whatever arrangements you can while you're on maternity leave, so that the business can obviously not, you know, take a huge knock because you've gone on maternity. Not that that the whole responsibility doesn't fall obviously on your shoulders. But I think it's an engagement between the employee and the employer.
I mean, do fathers have to, prospective fathers have to tell their employers that they're having a child?
Well, fathers fall, I mean, and this is a great topic because of the current, ongoings that are all new developments
yes.
that have now happened. But, I mean, currently fathers are not protected to the same extent that women are. They only provided 3 days leave, and that's from the date that the child is born. So with now the new amendments that are coming into play, it's obviously to give fathers a 10-day consecutive leave to be taken when, and this is not only fathers, which is important to also mention. I heard you refer to it as paternity leave,
yeah.
but it's actually parental leave. So it actually encompasses a wider scope than just extending to fathers. It's obviously now going to include same-sex relationships and people that are in surrogacy motherhood agreements. Parents in general. If you are in a same-sex relationship, who's going to be the primary caregiver for the child? And that person would also need an additional period to spend with the child.
How much leave is a primary caregiver allowed?
So with the new amendment bill, which is it's not enacted yet. I mean, it's still got to be signed off with the president, but they would be allowed a 10-week consecutive period. And the other parent, the parent that's not exercising the right to the 10-week consecutive period, would be entitled to take 10 days consecutive leave.
Is that enough, do you think?
I think I think it could be more. I don't think a 10-week period, I mean, it's arguable. I think it could be more. I mean, I'm not obviously a mother myself yet, but I would imagine that that wouldn't really be enough.
How does it compare to other countries? I mean, I think in England you can get 6 months, am I right?
If I'm not mistaken, it's a year and it's paid. Mm. Look, I think we are a growing economy. I think to place a huge burden on employers to pay a person for, or, you know, a new, not only a mother, any new parent for a year's period, it might be quite challenging. That's a huge burden to place on employers. But, I mean, if we could get there, that would be great. I think that's definitely something to aim towards.
The goal of the year off. Yeah, makes sense. What about permanent? The difference between permanent and contract workers? Does it differ?
So, and how I've always understood it through my studies and in practice, it's really helped me is to picture the Labour Relations Act or the Basic Conditions of Employment Act as sort of an umbrella which protects employees and excludes independent contractors. Not to say that independent contractors don't have any recourse. They obviously look at their contract as to, you know, that they've now signed with their whoever they're assisting or whoever they're providing their services to. So not to say that they won't be protected. They might just have a different, legal
set of rules.
Set of rules, exactly, which would be found in their contracts, their specific contracts, whereas employees are protected under the Basic Conditions of Employment Act as well as the Labour Relations Act and more acts, but I mean...
What about before the birth? Are you entitled to leave before the birth? Is this what happens if you have bed rest or, you know, something that you have to do or a complication with a pregnancy? Are you protected?
So you're allowed to obviously start taking your leave 4 weeks before the date of birth. And I think what is a great topic as well is where does your sick leave come into play as well as your annual leave? So the Basic Conditions of Employment Act doesn't specify or doesn't give us much clarity, but sick leave is tended to only be reserved when it's when you're rendered unable to do your work. So if your medical doctor finds that there's complications in your pregnancy that render you unable to do your work, I would say that that would then count as part of your sick leave. But if your medical doctor then says that you actually have to take your maternity leave a lot sooner than 4 weeks before for medical or health reasons, danger to you, yourself or your unborn child, then your employer is required to allow you to go on your maternity leave a lot earlier in terms of what the medical practitioner has said, yeah.
We're speaking to attorney Jessica Senekal of Marais, Muller and Hendricks attorneys to get a better understanding of maternity and parental leave in general and how much you're entitled to. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can call us on 021-446-0567, WhatsApps to 072-567-1567 and texts to 31567. Have you had a personal experience with maternity or paternity leave? Did you get backlash from your employer? Did you lose your job? Were you afraid to tell your employer that you were pregnant? We'd like to hear your personal stories because, you know, this is something that often people will ignore the law and take, like this woman on Facebook who said that she was threatened that she could lose her job. And then, of course, you go back too soon. And there are all sorts of implications that come with that, with postnatal depression and the guilt attached with that, you know, very far-reaching problems. What about situations of miscarriage or perhaps a complication like a stillborn child? Are you still protected?
Yes. So the law does give you a period of 6 weeks after miscarriage or stillborn within your third trimester. That's important to just note that obviously that would then occur in your third trimester. You've then given a period of 6 weeks, regardless of whether or not your maternity leave has commenced or not.
Okay. And then if you were to fall pregnant again, you can still take your maternity leave?
Of course, you can still take your maternity leave.
Okay. And what about once a new mom has returned to work? Are they expected to jump straight back in? Or are they allowed to take less strenuous work? Are they allowed to take shorter hours when they come back?
So a good point of reference is always there's a code of good practice, which will obviously deal or give guidelines as to how employers and employees can now work this new relationship, obviously, with the employee now being a new mom. Look, it's a difficult one. It's your employer must try and accommodate you as much as possible, especially if the work that you're doing is a hazard to your own health or to your child. Most moms are still breastfeeding when they go back to work. So that has to be taken into account, you know, when
That's
you,
true.
Yeah, when you go back to work, these are the things that the employer must try and accommodate you with. As far as the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, there isn't a set section that states specifically that the employer is required, what steps the employer is required to take. Of course, we can't have a blanket over across all boards of professions or industries that would work. But surely, yeah, the employer is required to take some steps or to take measures to try and accommodate you.
Can you be fired when you're pregnant? Is that something that you've come across
that's
ever?
That's a definite no. And I think any attorney will give you the same answer, that just it's in terms of the Constitution, in terms of the Employment Equity Act, you may not be discriminated against based on pregnancy.
What happens if it's for a different reason? I mean, should your pregnancy protect you?
What do you mean if it's a different
reason? Well, like
reason?
If you're not fired for being pregnant, but you are pregnant and you get fired for something else.
I see. Well, no, of course, if it's based on the grounds of pregnancy, you obviously have to allege that dismissal was based on the grounds of your pregnancy. Probation's a good example. Women go on probation. They might not meet the performance requirements that they were supposed to, and at the same time, they may have disclosed that they were pregnant.
Mm.
And now it's, okay, well, what was the real reason now for not being offered, you know, a permanent or position that you were obviously under probationary period for?
We've got a WhatsApp question from Adrian in Simonstown coming through. What is the employer's responsibility in terms of salary and maternity leave? I think you did cover it earlier, but maybe you could just reiterate that.
So our law does not provide for paid maternity leave. I think it would be great if we could get there, but at the current stage, your employer is not required to pay you for your four-month maternity period. A lot of employers do obviously make provision or try to, and it depends on obviously who you're employed with, but employers that can, they do sometimes maybe give you 2 months paid maternity leave. You can't obviously insist that any part or portion of your maternity leave is paid. The Basic Conditions of Employment Act forces a pregnant woman to, or to someone who takes their maternity to rely on UIF. You submit a claim to UIF and they will obviously then subsidize your income for that period.
And how do you start that process?
You can go onto their website. They've got a breakdown of what documents are needed to be brought.
I mean, it's quite scary that you're not getting it. Do most companies adhere to that? No pay during maternity leave in general in South Africa?
I think most companies do accommodate, but I think it's more your vulnerable employees that are not accommodated adequately. Your domestic workers, for example, I mean, they're often not paid. They're already on low earning pay, you know, pay slips or income on a low earning income basis, and they just absolutely aren't afforded any payment for that 4 month period, and they can't insist on it. So I think when you're in your bigger businesses and your corporate environments, then you know, depending on where you're employed, they do generally provide some sort of payment and sometimes even longer maternity leave periods. But it is a difficult one because you can't insist that your employer pay you a 4 month salary while you're on your maternity leave.
I mean, it seems quite ridiculous to me. I mean, is it time to relook at maternity leave and law in the workplace? What is your view?
I think so, definitely. And I think it's even more strenuous on single moms. I mean, most women are out there doing, they're relying
jobs.
On single incomes, yeah. And they don't have the benefit of, working within a partnership where you might not be paid for the four-month period, but your partner is, you can make ends meet. I think it is definitely an issue that needs to be taken on too. And I think any shortfalls on the protection of women is a shortfall in legislation. It means that the law is not doing something right.
What about flexi time? Is this something that we're seeing more and more in companies where women get the job done in the hours that they're there, but then they can leave when they need to be with their children? Is this something?
I think it's a great, great, great way of trying to accommodate women. Obviously, if it's practical in the workplace, not all work places can provide for flexi hours, but if it can be provided for, it's a great mechanism of accommodating.
And the work environment should also be family friendly. I mean, creches should be included into businesses so that perhaps when your baby's very small, you can still feed.
Yeah, especially if you're breastfeeding. I mean, definitely. And there's such a small handful of employers or businesses that are able to do that. But if it's something that can be, instilled in many businesses, I think that would really be something great. That would be a great step forward.
The firm that you work for, Maria Muller and Hendricks, you particularly specialize in labor law. Have you come across many cases of claims of maternity leave that hasn't been honored?
I'm not a specialist in family law. I've got experience in it, but I work under Mr. Clive Hendricks. He heads up the labor law, if you want to say that. The one of the few matters that I have come across, I was quite disappointed because she, I think, felt like a lot of women do. She started the process. I consulted with her on the telephone. I listed what her rights were. And at the very last minute, she just decided, I'm not going to go ahead with this. And I think that is the challenge. I think a lot of women feel very daunted by the idea of taking your employer on, and you shouldn't. You should, and I think if anybody could just read up on their basic rights or at least know what their basic rights are, it puts you in a much better position when your employer, and I can also refer to the scenario that we opened up the chat with, when your employer is insisting on something, at least you know, okay, well, that's not within my rights. I can push back here and I can say I'm not going to come back to work if it's still my maternity leave period.
So where is the information available online where women can go and research what their rights are so that they don't have to be fearful when taking on their bosses?
So the Labour Department has you can go to the Labour Department website. They will have the acts. I think reading the Basic Conditions of Employment Act is quite a reader-friendly act. It's not too filled with legal jargon.
Yes.
There is obviously room for confusion. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that can be read up on, and people can just inform themselves. Otherwise, phone us and we can gladly give you the help
the
and assistance you need. Yeah.
We'll take you up on that and give your number to Amy. Thank you again for joining me, Attorney Jessica Senecal of Maria Mullen Hendricks, talking about parental leave.
Thank
it's been
you,
a pleasure talking to you.